thing from them is we wish it wasn't such a secret. We wish more people knew about the Honors College, how amazing, well, Raritan Valley as a whole, but today's conversation about the Honors College, we wish we knew about it earlier.
Yeah.
So now, again, we've been going out for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years now recruiting. I go to high schools both in the fall and the spring. We have information sessions on Raritan's campus. I speak at guidance counselor breakfasts. I'm here today on the radio with you.
Radio, yep.
We're so proud of what we do, and we would love to be able to share it with an even larger group of students. And so the feedback that we receive from our graduates is that we wish we could go back and brag to everybody about what you're doing. And that's, I take them up on it because I'll often bring back an Honors College student with me to their alma mater because they love to go back to their high schools and brag about the experience they're having.
Right.
And usually peer to peer is much more effective than having you know, an employee of the college or wherever it is working. But to have a former 100 Central student come back 2 or 3 years later to talk about, I went to Raritan Valley, and as a result now I'm at an Ivy League school,
right.
That's pretty powerful.
That's very powerful. I'm just a little I need to be clarified on this. When you said they need to know sooner, they didn't have a choice, right? I mean, they made their choice at that time. So who is it that was telling you, I wish I knew about this sooner? It's the students?
Well, it's the parents.
Oh, the parents. Okay.
The parents. I think part of it is that the students, as you may know, in high schools, often the process of evaluating what college you're going to go to starts earlier and earlier now.
Right.
And it's often the junior year bleeding into your senior year.
Yep.
And then sometimes...
No, it starts at freshman.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Because you have to plan your whole schedule now.
Right. Is it graduating early or am I taking AP track? Or
right.
And so I think...
I get it.
So I think for some of those students, if they had known that the Honors College in Raritan Valley was such an amazing opportunity... It might have impacted things working backwards.
Yeah, I get it. Very cool.
Career.
All right, man. Wait. So it's 6 years. What's the future look like? What do you guys have in your strategic plan? You only have 47 students in there. Are you planning on growing it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're looking at, like I said, this past fall, we enrolled our record cohort, 30 students.
Right.
And we are definitely looking into the idea of offering multiple sections of classes to allow us to accommodate upwards of maybe 40, 50 students a year.
Mm-hmm.
You have two cohorts of that. We're up to 100 students. So there's definitely big plans in the future. We do a lot of co-curricular things. We take them on trips. We go to New York City. We go to Philadelphia. We're going to Gettysburg next month in support of a U.S. history class that they're taking. We usually take a weekend trip to Washington, D.C. We do a lot of things with them as a group. And
a lot of team chemistry things
absolutely.
Going on there.
We want to give them a chance.
That's
to
quite
connect.
An experience.
We give them, we try to give them, pretty much we tell them we give you everything but the dorm.
Are there lifelong friendships coming out of that?
Absolutely. And just like you would experience, you know, in high school you have those friends that you think will be your friends for life. And then when mm-hmm. everybody goes away to school, all of a sudden it dissipates. And then
right.
by the time you come home for the holidays, some of the
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The sun is up in Oklahoma, where a string of deadly tornadoes rips through some rural areas yesterday. Emergency management crews are on hand to help those affected by the storms.
It's a cleanup effort. Our county crews are opening up the roads, cleaning up the roads. Our utility companies are trying to get power restored back to the customers. And the cleanup efforts ought to go fairly fast, so rebuilding's going to take a while.
At least 2 people killed in Oklahoma after Twister's touchdown there. The same system could bring dangerous weather to parts of the Ohio Valley today. Voters in West Virginia and Nebraska set to cast presidential primary ballots today. Likely Republican nominee Donald Trump will get closer to the number of delegates he needs after rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich and their campaigns last week. Democrats and Republicans vote in West Virginia while the Nebraska primary is a GOP contest only. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still battling for the Democratic nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your...
Facebook is denying claims that it kept conservative political stories from trending. An unnamed former Facebook worker telling Gizmodo that news curators for the social media site often ignored stories that could have been of interest to conservative users. Facebook says it's got rigorous guidelines in place to ensure neutrality. A pair of congressional leaders meet with Donald Trump on Thursday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The top Senate Republican will be meeting with Donald Trump later this week. As Politico says, the likely GOP nominee will sit down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday. McConnell offering his endorsement to Trump, saying he's committed to supporting the nominee chosen by Republican voters. On that same day, though, Trump will also meet with House Speaker Paul Ryan. He says he's not yet ready to support Trump.
Chris Barnes reporting, U.S. troops prefer Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. A new Military Times survey shows the likely Republican nominee has more than twice the support among servicemen and women. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The nation's law enforcement officer makes it clear the Obama administration does not stand for all people. We get details on that story from USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
If you don't support men going into women's locker rooms and restrooms, you're an enemy of the Obama administration. That was the message today from Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who said the administration stands behind gay activists.
Know this. The Department of Justice, and indeed the entire Obama administration, want you to know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will do everything we can to protect you going forward.
Lynch announced the Justice Department would continue their bullying of North Carolina by filing a federal lawsuit against the bill keeping men out of women's restrooms. I'm Jason Wirt.
Well, a pretrial hearing is scheduled today in the case of one of the six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero is facing second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct charges. He's expected to ask the judge, not a jury, to decide his innocence or guilt. Some states are better to grow older in than others. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the story.
A new study from Caring.com finds that South Dakota is the best state to grow old in. The report looked at a number of financial, health care, and quality of life categories. The Mount Rushmore states give seniors access to high-quality health care and offer senior care at reasonable costs. Iowa, Minnesota, Alaska, and Oregon round out the top five. At the bottom of the list, West Virginia.
Anthony Lucero reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hunter and Chamber Radio, Some Things About Money. It is currently Tuesday, May 10th in Flemington, New Jersey. It is overcast, 54 degrees. Today there's a chance of rain, cloudy, and a high near 58. Tonight, a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m. and mostly cloudy, a low of 45. Tomorrow, Wednesday, slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, high near 70. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, partly cloudy, low 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 76. Thursday night, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low of 54. Friday, showers likely, impossible thunderstorm, high near 69. Friday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy, low of 53. Saturday, chance of showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny, high near 71. Saturday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low of 46. Sunday will be sunny, high near 61. Sunday night, cloudy, 44. And Monday, partly sunny, high near 65. This is Jeannie Aversa, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. And with me is Joe Patton. How are you today, Joe?
Doing great, Jeannie. Good morning, and good morning to all of the listeners out there. Unfortunately, we're starting to have a little bit of spritzing coming out of the sky, and I was hoping for so much more. It was so promising when I woke up this morning. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and I was like walking through dust throughout my entire house because I'm having my house renovated and painted and all these other wonderful things, and it gets a little bit messy. For those of you who have gone through that process, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Messy, messy, messy. Also messy, what's going on in our political world these days, listening to the Donald about debt and how he's talking about, you know, how it could be easily overcome. And after all, we do have a printing press, don't we? It's amazing some of the things he talks about, but I'm fairly confident he actually doesn't believe a lot of the things he says, especially about being so hard in tariffs on China. But, you know, he's kind of positioning for starting points and negotiations with these other countries, and you know, even with our own government, you know, in terms of the House and the Senate. So I kind of get where he's coming from, but for those who are a bit politically naive, they take him literally at his word. And for many in the opposition party, they welcome that opportunity to take him literally because, quite frankly, they don't have the business acumen and the ability to do the negotiations that will be necessary with our adversaries, whether it be, you know, from a business standpoint or worse. And it's quite interesting to see how he goes about this campaign. I know that you know, the members of the press will be having a field day looking to help the opposition pick him apart, but that may not work with the American people. But certainly even his own party is doing that. We've seen now where conservatives are coming out talking about how they may even want to put up another candidate, which of course would all but guarantee Hillary Clinton the election. But that's what I've been talking about all the time. You know, it's party before country. They're looking to save their version of the Republican Party. Damn the voters who, by millions and millions and millions, have come out in records to vote for Donald Trump. Well, let's ignore those people because just like the liberal elite, we know better than the people of the United States do. So we're going to make sure that, you know, we are able to maintain our positions and, you know, our political world, even though they don't want that. And that's unfortunate. You know, I think you would think that by now the Republicans would have learned, but evidently Not so much. So, what are we going to talk about besides retirement? We could talk about money. We could talk about financial disaster, which we have a number of states that are kind of in that position right now, including our own here in New Jersey. We could talk a little bit about the magic number for early retirement, some of the things that people have to focus on. Of course, during the show, we always cover our morning research notes and, you know, some did you know and maybe some financial tidbits, some things about money later on. But right now, I think what we should talk about is our partner, Michelle Heine. Michelle is going to be doing a couple of workshops. First will be on Tuesday, June 7th from 7 to 9 at the Pink Breast Center on Walter Ferrand Boulevard. And the topic's going to be health, wealth, and a confident retirement. Again, that's Tuesday, June 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Pink Breast Center on Walter Ferrand Boulevard. And then the following evening, on Wednesday, June 8th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Beaverbrook, she's going to be speaking with Roseanne DeTorres, who is a marital attorney here on Main Street in Flemington. And the subject that Michelle will be talking about there will be Picture Your Prosperity, which is a fabulous workshop. I've actually seen her do this before. And the responses that we get from the attendees are just phenomenal. So if you have an opportunity, you may want to show up there or give us a call at our office at 908-713-6600 to help us help Beaverbrook and the Pink Breast Center get an idea of what the headcount's going to be for those two evening events. So the second one, again, is Wednesday, June 8th at 6:30 until 8 at Beaverbrook. And we hope to see you there. Ah, Jeannie, what's going on in the world? It's just crazy out there, I got to tell you. But the markets aren't so crazy. You know, we're looking at the markets do its thing. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 167 points. That's almost 1%. At 17,871, the S&P 500 is up over 17 points, or 0.86%, to 2,076. And the NASDAQ is up over 31 points. That's up almost 0.7% to 4,781. In Europe, Europe's having a decent day, a little bit better earlier. So we have higher stock prices on the bankers and the miners. Even Pandora, that surged 10%. The FTSE is currently up 0.6%. The DAX up 0.5%. And the CAC 40 up about 0.2%. Looking at oil, oil's currently at $44.20 a barrel. That's up 1.75%. And gold, well, gold continues its recent slide. Currently at about a two-week low. What is it here? $1,262.20. That's down $4.40 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is currently down 1.7525%. Only slightly down, so not a bad day on the fixed side. So that's where we are currently with our market update and what we're planning on talking about. Jeannie's going to be talking about a whole bunch of retirement stuff, as she always does. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to get started.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, we're back. Joe Patton here, certified financial planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. With me, retirement expert Jeannie Versa. And you know, we were talking a little bit about the campaign and some of the comments Donald made. Made a number of interesting comments, about the national debt and funding infrastructure, and you know how corporations use default on bonds as a strategy to help with their balance sheet. Unfortunately, you really can't run a country that way. But you know, aside from a few troubled categories here in the U.S., we think the corporate balance sheets appear to be in pretty strong condition. I mean, rising corporate defaults and relatively high debt issuance levels have led to some questions on the corporate balance sheet health. But, you know, corporate default rates, particularly in the high-yield categories, have jumped over the last few quarters, with energy being a culprit, mining, steel, all the things that the government has declared war against, and really other commodity-oriented issues understandably dominated the list. Corporate debt issuance has also been high as companies look to continue share buybacks, dividend payments, or you know, merger acquisitions opportunities without having to repatriate foreign-held capital. Of course, if they do that, they're going to be triggering some rather hefty tax payments and sort of violating their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. So, you know, even though the government likes to rail against them, I don't think any person who understands the law would have them violate that fiduciary responsibility, therefore losing their jobs and subjecting themselves to some legal ramifications. But we really don't have the media talk very much about that, do we? Well, despite challenges in these narrow categories, we believe corporate balance sheets in general are in strong condition. As seen in many charts that you've seen on Bloomberg or CNBC, net debt as a percentage of total capital for S&P 500 companies is just above its lowest levels in the last 25 years. And if we look at the Federal Reserve data covering all corporations in the United States, we also see that the ratio of total corporate financial assets to total liabilities is very close to its best level since 1952, when the Fed started measuring such data. So on the corporate side, you know, things seem to be in pretty decent condition. Profit margins, you know, with four consecutive quarters of earnings per share declines in the S&P 500 index, concerns have grown that companies may be running out of room to cut costs or boost productivity measures, which in our view may very well be the case. Now, potentially rising wages are also a growing concern and contributing to elevating some investors' view that lower profit margins are inevitable from here. However, a recent report out of Deutsche Bank sheds an interesting perspective on the subject and finds that, for the time being, profit margins have actually been quite resilient. The report points out that overall net margins in the S&P 500 have dipped to about 9.6% in the first quarter of 2016, and that's from 10.3% in the fourth quarter of 2015. Now, the all-time high in net margins for companies in the S&P 500 reached in the second quarter and third quarter of 2015, where they stood at 10.7%. Although overall margins have dipped during the last few quarters when energy and financials are excluded, net margins for the remainder of the S&P 500 companies is tracking at 10% in quarter number one and basically flat compared to a year ago. Like other corporate yardsticks this year, when sector-specific pockets of equity weakness are excluded, the broader picture of corporate health seems to brighten compared to a simply market aggregate. Now, the S&P 500 index has not moved more than 1% in either direction in more than a month, and it gets you a little bit nervous. The VIX index, which of course is a measure of market volatility, has dropped to near 14, while equities appear to be consolidating strong gains made since mid-February. However, you may want to avoid getting complacent. As we have mentioned previously, there are a host of issues that investors are likely to face as summer heats up. For example, the Brexit concern, global interest rate policies, ensuing currency dynamics, and let's not forget earnings. And, of course, yesterday we had some information on the Brazil impeachment, how that stalled, but that may be coming around again. Yesterday, acting president of the lower house and all the impeachment process against the Brazilian president, and the acting president called for a new vote based on procedural flaws in the April 17th vote. However, several view this, and it really is only a delay in the impeachment process, and not really a victory for Rousseff necessarily. Now, of course, the president appointed a speaker of the lower house last week after the former speaker was suspended due to his own corruption investigation. So things are a little bit crazy down in South America. Asia Pacific equities, they did trade higher overnight. The Nikkei was higher by over 2% on yen weakness, and for the comments from Japanese foreign ministers that it would intervene in currency markets if necessary. Now, during the session, Taro Aso indicated to Parliament that there was also an understanding among G7 and G20 nations that the excessive currency volatility was undesirable, possibly communicating to some extent that intervention would be supported. However, we believe that might be a stretch, and considering that the U.S. appears to be more closely monitoring Japan's reaction to currency developments. In China, April CPI data came in at 2.3% year over year, and that matched estimates as well as March levels. PPI, that came in at 3.4% year over year in April, modestly weaker than both consensus and March levels. So that is what was going on overnight in Asia. Jeannie!
Joe.
Let's talk retirement.
Talk retirement? Okay.
You can get started on some retirement stuff before our next break, and then we'll talk lots of retirement stuff moving forward.
Okay, so retirement. Although I truly believe Joe will never retire, he has been talking about it lately, which is crazy talk for him. So this is an article for you, Joe.
Yes.
Retirement is good, not great for more retirees. So that whole plan of how awesome that retirement's going to be isn't panning out to be as wonderful as most people think.
Well, if you do retire early, yes, you're going to be a little bit younger and have, hopefully, more vitality, which will enable you to spend lots more money.
That's right.
But since you're retired, you're no longer bringing in that paycheck.
It's hard. Yeah. The transition is hard. So analysis shows.
Oh, yeah.
that retirees are increasingly report moderate or negative satisfaction levels. For some retired Americans, retirement isn't as great as they thought it would be. Data from the Employee Benefit Research Institute show that fewer retirees say that they are very satisfied with retirement, and more retirees report being only moderately or not at all satisfied. Not a good place to be, Joe. The report is based on the period between 1998 and 2012 and comes from the University of Michigan's Health and Retirement Study, EBRI, and it tracked a fixed group of people who responded to each survey over that time period. So EBRI research associate and author of the study pointed out that the drop in satisfaction isn't necessarily a factor of income. The drop in very satisfied retirees is not limited to any particular economic group. This is clearly a more general trend. What's not yet clear is exactly why this is happening. And the drop was significant. Over 60% of retirees in 98 said they were very satisfied. By 2012, that number went down to only 49%. The increase is not at all in not at all satisfied retirees was less dramatic, from 8% to 10.5%. EBRI found that the decline started in 2004. However, while fewer retirees reported feeling very satisfied, the bulk of the shift was redistributed to the moderately satisfied group from 32% to 41%. The drop in satisfaction is spread across multiple groups. Those in the lowest and highest asset quartiles showed similar trends, as did those with and without pension income, and male and female retirees. So it seems to be brought across the spectrum of male-female, of whether you have your fixed income or not, and of how much money you have. So I will talk about some things you can do in retirement later, but, you know,
are
maybe
they legal?
Yes, all legal, legal, yes. But, yeah, so I think we've talked about it, you know, several times, how it's such a transition. You know, you have your life now. You go into the office every day. You have something to do Monday through Friday. You feel important, and you feel like you're helping people. And then, is golf enough? Will that make you very satisfied in retirement?
Well, I know, beach, travel, parties. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe, you know, the private jet, you know, moving, you know, going to different parts of the world to, you know, catch a few waves, things like that. No, just kidding. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. But it was, to verify what you were saying, there was just another article I was reading this morning that was talking about the largest factor that investors have right now as it relates to their advisors or their money or their, mm-hmm. their objectives happens to be in achieving their goals. People want to know that, you know, their vision, their lifestyle, the things that are important to them are being met. And they're seeking out advice from, you know, their advisor mm-hmm. to help them achieve those things that are important. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the investment return that was number one for the majority of the age categories. It was really helping successfully achieve what they want in life mm-hmm. and being able to maintain that. So, you know, there's this idea out there that, you know, credentialed financial advisors, certified financial planners, for example, are kind of like credentialed stockbrokers, and all they're going to do is try to get you a superior return, or at least meet your return on the benchmarks. And that isn't the case at all. In virtually every age category, the most important thing is helping them achieve what's important, their goals. So it's no wonder that when somebody retires and they've spent so much in their career and defining themselves mm-hmm. by that career right. and working with the people and constantly achieving the benchmarks and hitting their targets and developing and implementing the plans, all of a sudden that's gone. Mm-hmm. And you're left with this void. So if you are planning to retire out there, please sit down with your spouse, your family, your friends. Spend time thinking about what's important to you. How are you going to spend, you know, that 168 hours that you have in that week that you've been developing to other things? You know, much of which has been going to your work. You know, you want to start thinking about travel. You want to think about starting a business. You want to think about spending more time with friends or family, or maybe you want to volunteer or something else. That's one of the things you need to do when you're talking about retirement. And, you know, you have to set goals. Of course, you have to set an income goal. You want to be able to identify what would you like to be doing in 5 years and 10 years and 30 years. And I know, 30 years, Joe, what are you, crazy? Mm-hmm. I'm retired. I don't. Yes, you do. Because so many more people are living to age 100. Yeah. So if you're retiring early, let alone at age 65, it's not unusual to assume that a large percentage mm-hmm. of that retirement population will be alive 30 years later. Mm-hmm. And you have to plan for that, not just for the money, but how you're going to live, how you're going to spend that money. And you have to evaluate your health care plan. Do you have the best plan to fit your needs? You're going to have to determine your need for things like the EVO long-term care insurance, or you know, purchase some hybrid plan that will provide you with some type of benefit. Because if you live that long, mm-hmm. it's inevitable. We're all going to need some type of mm-hmm. care. And how are we going to pay for that? And make sure, you know, when you're talking retirement, early or traditional, that you set up your will, that you have the health care directive for yourself and your spouse. Income-wise, you want to set aside cash, at least 1 year's worth of income, maybe three. So when push comes to shove, if something happens unforeseen, or you're looking for your portfolio to provide you with additional supplemental income, that you don't have to sell securities during a down market, mm-hmm. that the money is set aside to cover your bills in retirement so you don't stress out about short-term moves. Last thing you need is stress when you're retired. I think that's why you retire. You want to get rid of stress. Mm-hmm. Nope. You have to evaluate your housing situation, determine if you need to downsize or where you're going to move when you retire. How many people here in Hunterdon County are living in McMansions? Mm-hmm. I mean, the husband and wife are living on opposite sides of the house, and maybe that's the only way they survive. But quite frankly, do you need it? You need the 5 acres and the 4-bedroom, 3-bath place with a 3-car garage and maybe a built-in pool. Mm-hmm. And do you need the tax, not to mention the maintenance upkeep? So ask yourself what, if anything, you'd be willing to give up in order to retire early, or what you may have to give up in order to retire at a traditional age. But the most important thing, as you were saying, don't give up thinking. Don't give up planning about how your life is supposed to look, because if you do, you're going to have a very unhappy retirement. Mm-hmm. Ginny, I think we're time to pay some more bills. Okay. You've been listening to Some Things About Money, and we'll be back when we're back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in West Virginia and Nebraska. Democrats and Republicans voting in West Virginia. Well, the Nebraska primary is a GOP contest only. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders running pretty much dead even with Donald Trump for the general election in three big swing states. The latest Quinnipiac University poll out today shows both Democratic candidates and the likely Republican nominee virtually tied in Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The storm system that spawned deadly tornadoes moving east into the Ohio Valley today. Tornadoes slamming parts of Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska yesterday. At least two people were killed in Oklahoma, and reporter Taylor Millard says that number could have been worse.
I think the fact that these hit in mostly rural areas is why the death toll is only 2 and not a lot worse.
And those storms expected to move east today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels. The complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. It is currently 54 degrees and overcast in Flemington, New Jersey. Today there's a chance of rain, cloudy, high near 58. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, low 45. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 71. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 75. Thursday night, slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low of 54. Friday, a chance of thunderstorms, showers possible, and thunder, cloudy, high near 70. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low of 54. Saturday, chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny, high near 72. Saturday night, chance of showers, partly cloudy, low 47. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 63. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 45. Monday, partly sunny, high near 66. So that's the weather, Joe. Friday just looks like the one rainy day, thunderstorm day. Other than that, not bad.
I'll tell you, you know we're going to go right into summer.
Yes.
And it's one of those years where, you know, 50s, 60s, kind of drizzly, mm-hmm. overcast, and then bam!
90.
And everybody's going to be screaming about how hot and humid it is.
I wouldn't be complaining.
All, I think the forecast, long-range forecast for the summer is dry and hot. So mm-hmm. lots of sunscreen will be mm-hmm. sold. At least I hope that's the case. Either that or, you know, a lot of physicians are going to be very busy, like scraping things off our skin, which yeah. is never a good idea. So back to retirement.
Retirement. Okay. So you were talking about some things to consider in retirement, and I'll talk about a few more. So again, many retirees look forward to spending their golden years relaxing, socializing, and improving their short game. For some, however, all that R&R is overrated. So, talking about working during retirement, I had hit upon that earlier, and it can improve your lifespan. Working longer is a factor in living longer.
Yes, because you have more money coming in, so you're not worried about moves in the market.
See that? It is a comforting factor, right? Once you don't have the money coming in, it's scary.
It is.
Yeah. Researchers found healthy adults who retired at 66 instead of 65 had an 11% lower risk of death. Cool, right, Joe? So every year you work, your chances of living longer are going to improve. Just saying. So, again.
It's only because I'm not out there getting into trouble doing other things.
Yes, trouble. That would
Rock
be you.
Rock climbing, skydiving, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a 2013 study found that 60% of workers aged 60 and older plan to look for a new job after retiring, which was 3% higher than the previous year. Now, financial concerns can be a motivator, but there's also the what are you going to do with your time in retirement? So you may have money and you'll probably be okay, but as far as how you're going to spend all those hours.
Well, there is an opportunity because rumor has it that Walmart is hiring greeters back. So even though there is, let's say, fewer golf courses in operation in this part of the country now, so the starters and the ranger jobs aren't going to be there, there is always Walmart.
There
so
is, Joe.
Keep that in mind.
Some people may actually have dreams, like ideas of things they always want to do but couldn't do it because, again, you're not going to give up your day job for something that you love and maybe have a passion for but don't know if you can make money at. But for retirees, maybe if it's just to make a couple extra bucks or just to spend your time, maybe it's not all that important to make a lot of money. So, Joe, you could pursue your hopes and dreams, but your job is your dream job, so you don't need to do that. You're one of the lucky few.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, again, it's important to have that emergency fund set up and take care of your debts. Don't offer to pay to support your kids or pay for their mortgages or their student loans.
Unless, of course, you have a lot of money and it's a technique that you're using for estate tax reduction.
Perhaps. But just be careful. Make sure you pay yourself first and you take care of yourself for retirement. Or you may want to, start a business you had never, had the opportunity to start before, a skill or a hobby that you have, or you may want to volunteer. So there's all these considerations. So just some basic, bullet points. Do something that excites you. Don't even bother giving up your job if it's not something for something that, you know, would excite you, that you'd be looking forward to waking up in the morning and looking forward to something. Retirement is a time that you can pretty much do, hopefully, anything you want to do, and you realize that life is short and you want to add value to the time that you have left. So you want to focus your time on the things that you enjoy. Don't make it just about the money, because, again, starting your own business, as soon as I said it, I was like scared at the thought of it. It's all good if you have that nest egg, if you're able to just try something, but really don't like take your life savings to start a business that could potentially fail. So hopefully it's not about the money, but it's more about what you want to do, and look at your skill set. So if you have certain skills that you, again, couldn't focus on in your day job, here's a chance that you can actually use that knowledge and make some money at it. You might have some technical knowledge or things that you can teach other people, and don't be afraid to try new things. The other thing I love about this too is if you have some money left over in a child's 529 account, you can transfer yourself as the beneficiary, and maybe you want to take some classes, maybe you want to learn something, or maybe utilizing that education, you could do something different because of the education that you received. So again, it's very important just to make sure you're in good financial position to do these things, but if you're able to and do something that you've always had a passion for, that's the time, and then you'll live longer, right? Because you're going to be happier. I'm sure of it.
It would work for me. I know
It would.
But you're exactly right. This is what I'd love to do.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Oh, so I've talked you out of retiring?
But I still am planning on spending a little bit more time on the beach and the golf course.
That's a good idea. So. Yep. That's a good idea, Joe. I support that. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to support some of our advertisers, because I think we're going to take our last break of the show. And when we come back, you'll be listening to some more things about money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington, Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back, and you are listening to Some Things About Money with Joe Patton and Jeannie Aversa, Patton, Heidi, and Associates. And we are located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. And I want to give you another reminder that partner Michelle Heidi, CFP Private Wealth Manager, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I think I did mention she was just named again out of like 30 states surveyed as one of, like, what is it, 30 top retirement planners in the country. I mean, some ridiculous thing. And five-star wealth manager again in New Jersey Monthly Magazine. And all of those other great accolades that people have. So, folks, you have a star right here in Hunterdon County that you should be in front of. And you will have that opportunity because on Tuesday, May 7th, from 7 to 9 at the Pink Breast Center on Walter Ferrand Boulevard, Michelle will be conducting a Health, Wealth, and Confident Retirement Workshop. And the following day, if you can't make the first one, Wednesday, June 8th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Beaverbrook with Rosanna De Torres, a marital attorney right here in Flemington. She will be conducting a Picture Your Prosperity workshop as well. So get out there and see Michelle. You will not regret it because she will be passing along some fabulous information that will help benefit you and your retirement. So there you go, Jeannie, and we continue.
Did you want to mention Community
yes.
Day with the Chamber? Yeah.
We can do that.
That's coming up, too, Saturday, June 4th. It'll be from noon till 6 at the County Fairgrounds on Route 179 in Ringo's. So there'll be a lot of table set up. There'll be some activities for children, petting zoo, pony rides, reptile show, a tethered balloon ride. Also, the local rescue squads, fire departments will be there. There'll be all kinds of children's games activities. There'll be a dunk tank, food trucks, pie contest. Come out and support the chamber. And if you have kids, it would certainly be fun to get out and walk around. Hoping for sunshine that day, June 4th, Saturday, from noon to 6.
That'll be fun. Hope to see everyone there.
Yeah.
So, do we want to talk a little bit more retirement or do we want to talk about New Jersey? Do you realize New Jersey currently has an unfunded liability for its public employee pension system of more than $40 billion? Mm-hmm. Well, they passed a law that would put the state on a schedule of increased contributions. And because it's New Jersey, they fell right off the ramp right away. So it remains to be seen how the state's going to work it out, especially if Donald Trump is elected, because Governor Christie's going to be in charge of the transition. So one has to wonder how much time the governor will be putting into our debt problem. Maybe the governor needs to attend some of our retirement workshops and get some financial wellness information that he could use for our state.
There you go. Yep. Do you want to talk about some of these numbers?
I love numbers.
There were some interesting things here. This was the one that stood out for me. So I was asking about the recessions. The United States has experienced 18 recessions in the last 100 years, an average of one recession every 67 months. Yeah, much more frequent than I thought.
I think I've lived through most of them.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, well. That's right. The last recession in the United States ended June 30th, 2009. And that date stuns me, too. Really? That long ago a recession ended? Or that was 82 months ago. Are you feeling good about that? That was a long time ago.
No, I'm not, because this is the first recovery period since any of those recessions that we did not hit a growth number of at least 3% for a quarter. And you were asking, why is that? Well, long story short, some of it had to do with the Fed policy of quantitative easing. A lot of it had to do with the fact that it's been a global event. In fact, many countries are still sitting with negative interest rates. And as long as that is the situation, there is very little incentive for rates here in the U.S. to go higher because corporate bonds, government bonds, they're being purchased hand over fist by foreign entities that are looking to get some kind of yield off of their investment. The other is such a bad employment recovery. We haven't had any wage inflation.
No.
We were talking about a U3 number. Everybody's excited mm-hmm. about that, but it really isn't a good representation of the true nature of our labor debacle. The U6 number, which includes part-timers and those who are no longer looking for a job, that's still up near 10%, and you really aren't going to get any kind of economic growth with that kind of a wage number or an employment number. So still a lot of work to do, but to go all of these quarters without any type of meaningful growth, really it's just above the stagnation level, considering we're increasing our population, whether legally or illegally. Nonetheless, we still have more mouths to feed and more entitlements to give out. That has to be paid for, and we need growth in order to continue to do that so the remaining wage earners or successful investors aren't going to continue to bear the burden of that bill. So, and income disparities in this country are dangerously wide. Mm-hmm. From a social standpoint, I don't think any country is going to survive when the gap between the haves and the have-nots continue to widen to that extent. So we have a lot of work to do here in this country, and it all starts with helping the middle class recover, helping mm-hmm. with jobs, bringing jobs back from overseas, looking mm-hmm. to expand the high-paying jobs within the industries that we can control here, such as energy. And I just don't believe that you're going to create a lot of high-paying jobs by incenting companies to keep profits offshore or by destroying the very industries that have been, the foundation for the middle class for generations. So we'll see what happens in this election, mm-hmm. but we really do need a sea change in the direction that, the progressive society has taken us over the last couple of decades. And I'm including Republicans in that. I'm not just talking Democrats. Go back to the Bush administration. Before President Obama, George Bush actually set the record for government spending and expansion. And, of course, Obama exploded that. I think we've doubled our debt during his administration. But, let's just say that he took a hint from George W. So there's a lot of blame to pass around. I think we need to get back to good, sound economic policy, job creation, wage creation, and reduce our debt a little bit so we can move forward as a nation. So
Joe Patton for president. It could work.
Be careful what you ask for.
No.
So, where are we at, Jeannie? Oh, it's 11:57, so I think we've pretty much talked ourselves out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening to Some Things About Money. And again, if you have any suggestions for topics, give us a call at 908-713-6600. Other than that, you have a great day. Get out and shop in between the raindrops. There won't be a lot, I promise. And when you do shop, get out there and buy Hunterdon and buy often.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in West Virginia and Nebraska. Democrats and Republicans voting in West Virginia, while the Nebraska primary is a GOP contest only. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders running pretty much dead even with Donald Trump for the general election in three big swing states. The latest Quinnipiac University poll out today shows both Democratic candidates and the likely Republican nominee virtually tied in Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The storm system that spawned deadly tornadoes moving east into the Ohio Valley today. Tornadoes slamming parts of Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska yesterday. At least two people were killed in Oklahoma, and reporter Taylor Millard says that number could have been worse.
I think the fact that these hit in mostly rural areas is why the death toll is only two and not a lot worse.
And those storms expected to move east today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The president makes a historic trip to visit Hiroshima, Japan later this month. He'll become the first American president ever to visit the site where the first atomic bomb was dropped in 1945. The White House keeping the pressure on Congress to take steps to combat the Zika virus. Randy Fuller has the details.
The nation's governors urged the administration and Congress to work together to reach agreement on the appropriate funding levels needed to prepare for and combat the Zika virus.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said there's no good reason for continued inaction and called combating the Zika virus an urgent situation.
It's critical that Congress act quickly to provide